Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I know you guys are all scrambling to turn off the radios. Come on, leave the radios on. You guys are so mean. Leave the radios on. All right. Now, you're going to learn something. Again, you're going to learn something. You always do. This is an interesting article. I was reading Fox News, and they have this article, is your number of sex partners normal? I get asked that all the time. You know, Dr. Dahlia, am I having enough sex? Are we not having enough sex? Am I having too much sex? There's a lot of sex going on now, a lot more sex than used to be going on, because now we got all these grinders and Timblers and Tumblers and Twitters and Facebooks and poking and emojiing going on, that people are meeting each other and stimulating each other text-wise, that people are hooking up a lot more. And not that I find any of the emojis very stimulating, although make a Michael Fassbender emoji and I'm ready to go. But I like to use the toilet and the poo-poo emoji all the time. Whenever my kids, you know, tell me something, like, I need to be picked up from school, you know, and I'm like, well, did you go potty? Like, Mom. So I send them the poo-poo and the toilet emoji. You know, go potty. Don't wait for me outside, because it's going to take me a while, because I have to finish up at the office. And I got to go potty myself, so just wait there and go potty. All right, that's interesting. Okay. So apparently you're trying to figure out if your number of sex partners you've had is pretty normal. Mine's really, really sad. I know a lot of you guys think I'm a hoochie mama, right? And I've had sex with everybody on my network, and no, not the case. In fact, you know, people on my network are very, very selective, okay? There's a Slate's new interactive calculator. Oh, hold on a sec. All right, someone's tweeting me. No tweeting. Come on, I'm trying to be understimulated so I could get through the show. There's a new Slate interactive calculator, and it tells you if the number of people you slept with is a lot. By the way, I don't want you guys having a lot of sex and meeting people randomly. I mean, look at all the syphilis and chlamydia and HIV cases that have gone up. They say STDs have just skyrocketed since you guys are hooking up a lot. And, you know, hookups are not the, you know, safest way to be intimate. Safer to be intimate, date somebody, wait till you're married, and then do the hippity-dippity. But nobody does that. So what you do with this calculator is you plug in your age, your gender, the number of sex partners you've had since you were 18, and voila, you see where you stack up. All right, hold on a second. Let me see if I could calculate this. Okay, so they want my, sex history calculator. Okay, I want to see. Okay, so what is my gender? Female. I mean, they haven't found any testicles on me yet. Hold on a second. Okay. Oh, now I got a pop-up. This is important. My husband wants to know. How old are you? 29. How many sex partners have you had since the age of 18? Well, if we're not counting before 18, maybe 3? Let me see. How do I stack up? I mean, I don't really remember. I told you guys, I don't really remember much about my first time. But my 11th birthday party the next day was pretty good. I'm better than 39% of my peers. Wow. And I'm married. See? They need to do one for married couples. All right. So anyway, I don't think you having had a lot of sex and hookups. What? That was like what? That wasn't even a big number. You know why? Because I'm 29. See, if they knew my real age, 28, that would be a little different. Next, compare your college self to a Harvard student. Apparently, there's called the Harvard Crimson. which surveys the school's graduating seniors and found that 58% started their freshman year as a virgin at Harvard. 21% had sex for the first time as a freshman, and 24% had absolutely no sex while at Harvard. I could see how that happens. As for the number of partners, 19% of men and 7% of women had 10 or more during their college career. Come on, people. That's too much. I say it's too much. If you take the Dr. Dahlia calculator, that's like way too much. 10 during your college career? They say, look at your generation's average. There's a recent study in the Archives of Sexual Behavior. They crunched 40 years of sexual data from more than 33,000 Americans, and it projects the millennials. Okay, here's the millennials. Millennials are people born between 1982 and 1999. You're a millennial. They project that you guys will have sex with about 8 different partners in your lifetime, but the Generation Xers will have 10 and baby boomers, 12. 12? I don't even want to think about how many sexual partners my mom had. I don't even want to think. She always told me she was a very, very good girl. So I'm just going to say one. Now you can consult the CDC for some of you guys scratching your heads to figure out if you're the average. Apparently, there is a National Health Statistics report published in 2012, including the number of sexual partners in the past 12 months. The most recent range was men had an average of 3.9 sexual partners per year, women 1.8. I would really love to meet the man that would be my 0.8. I would, you know, but anyway, that's what they average. And this was average on partners with whom the respondent had vaginal, oral, or anal sex. So, you know, we think that people are having sex every week. If a man engaged in any of those sexes only 3.9 times for past 12 months, we're not hooking up as much as people think we are. Now, some of you guys are like, I want a chart. Well, there is a chart. There's a 2010 National Survey of Sexual Health and Behavior. And I guess it was one of the most comprehensive sex studies, and it looked at the sex habits of 5,865 people aged 14 to 94, and you get an idea of where you rank. The problem is I really don't want to know my age. I don't care. To be honest, I really don't care. Oh, my. Oh, my. All right. They talk about receiving. They talk about inserting. Oh, Lord have mercy. You know, it is academic in nature. I'm looking myself up. Oh, man, I'm a nun compared to some of these people. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to all the guys at GCN that are making these dials, making the show happen and working the dials. All right, so, you know, there were a lot of headlines this week. Like there was a blood pressure injection, like a blood pressure vaccine that looked like it worked really, really well in rats. And even though a lot of us don't give a damn about a rat's blood pressure, we kind of give a damn about our own blood pressure. So it was kind of nice to see that, you know, there could be something that possibly could be used in humans. And, of course, the clinical trials are still going on. The only problem I saw with that shot is it looked like it was going to be kind of expensive, and you still need to do it about a couple times a year. and it would only manage the type of blood pressure that your ACE inhibitors, ARBs, do. And some of us have other sorts of blood pressure issues that seem to be more related to either heart rate or stiffness of the arteries that calcium channel blockers might do a better job at. And so, it's interesting, but it's still not available yet. So we're definitely going to kind of keep an eye on that, because that's pretty cool. I'd love to give you guys injections and not have to have you, take daily prescriptions. We also talked about live anthrax being sent to Australia by mistake. That's a big United States admits it may have accidentally sent live anthrax to research laboratories in Australia. Thus far, nobody has gotten hurt, though, okay, and nobody's gotten exposed. U.S. Deputy Defense Secretary Bob Work yesterday ordered a comprehensive review of laboratory procedures, at the Army's Dugway Proving Ground in Utah, which has been around and testing chemical weapons since World War II. Australia said, don't worry, it would not harm the relationship between the two countries. Australia is so nice. Yeah, Australia's like, look, it's okay, mate. Let's just go to Outback. They're like, it's okay. Just have a Foster. Let's just drink some Foster. Very hard to do an Australian versus English accent. But anyway, don't worry, Australia will not go to war with the U.S. According to Miss Bishop, Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop said, we're assured by the U.S. military that there's no risk to the public health. We're taking part in the investigation, and I'm pleased it's underway. The CDC said suspect samples from Dugway had been sent to 18 labs in 9 states and a military base in South Korea. Later, the Pentagon said the Army may have sent live anthrax to a laboratory in Australia in 2008. All right, so the laboratory employs 20 people. They confirmed it received live spores last week. No employees got sick. There was no danger. 4 lab workers in Texas, Delaware, Wisconsin have been put on antibiotics as a precaution. And personnel in South Korea base have been put on preventative treatment as well. All right, so basically what we get out of that is we need a clue. We already talked about the headline where STDs are absolutely skyrocketing because of Tinder and Grindr. Casual sex is now the biggest thing. I don't like casual sex. I like very, what's the opposite of casual? Strict, stringent? I like that. I think having very strict regulations and protocols for the sex is probably the best way to go. Unfortunately, I can't tell you how many STDs I've diagnosed and assessed and evaluated in patients that have come in this year, and it's very, very frustrating for me, and it's frustrating for them. And I'm like, are you using condoms? Well, off and on. A condom works when it's on. Condoms does not work when it's sitting there in your wallet. Okay, you got to use your condoms. They said HIV infections have gone up between 2013 and 2014 by 33%, according to the Rhode Island Department of Health. Gonorrhea went up 30%, and syphilis almost 80%. I believe that's just in Rhode Island. So, people are drinking, they're promiscuous. We see a lot more, they say, syphilis continued among gay, bisexual, and other men that have had sex with men at a faster rate. Syphilis doesn't get checked a lot, and I wish you guys would do that, all of us. When we go in for our STD checks, when you ask your doctor, don't just ask for HIV. Ask for syphilis, ask for gonorrhea, chlamydia, ask for hepatitis. Hepatitis B and C. I just usually run the hepatitis panel on people. And, okay, HIV, herpes. Don't forget herpes. So there should be 5 groupings of things done. Your hepatitis panel, your gonorrhea, chlamydia panel, your syphilis panel, your HIV, and your herpes. Did I? Yeah, okay, good. I don't want to double say on any of them. Be careful out there, guys, and girls, please. Whew. All right. Smokers. A lot of you guys smoke. And you come in and you say, Dr. Dahlia, I'm supposed to have surgery and I need clearance. And is this going to hurt? Now, no, my clearance doesn't really hurt. Like, no, not the clearance, idiot. The surgery. Is the surgery going to hurt? And I'm like, well, the surgery shouldn't hurt because there's anesthesia. But the one thing that has kind of surfaced a lot in medical studies is if you're a smoker, you need more anesthesia and more painkillers. And so that little bitty 5-milligram Norco or Vicodin that you're given post-op may not do as well for you if you're a smoker. This is according to a new study where Turkish researchers looked at 90 women who underwent surgery to remove their uterus through an incision in the abdomen. Now, you know, we could remove uteruses a variety of ways. Vaginal hysterectomies are a big thing out here because then you don't have to have as much of an incision through the abdomen, etc. Less scarring. But then again, you know, if the doctors have seen my vagina, they'd probably be like, you know what, the abdominal scar is nothing compared to that. Anyway, we'll move on. So they had a total abdominal hysterectomy, and the smoking status was measured by levels of cotinine in the blood. Now, cotinine is a byproduct of nicotine. So when you guys are taking your, you know, your life insurance test, et cetera, and, you know, you're being screened if you smoke, like, wait a second, well, how do they know if it was smokeless? Well, there's cotinine, which is a byproduct of nicotine. Compared to patients who didn't smoke, those who smoked needed 33% more anesthesia throughout the operation. People exposed to secondhand smoke require 20% more anesthesia than non-smokers. So it's not like you're going to wake up in the middle of the surgery, but what you need to do is not lie to that anesthesiologist about you being a smoker. Okay? Because they're not going to test you. They're not going to do cotinine tests on you. They're going to come up while you're sitting there getting ready to post up, like, hi, I'm your anesthesiologist. You know, I'm going to be giving you a couple of medicines. You're going to go to sleep. And then we're going to wake you up. You may feel a little nauseous, but everything should be fine. Do you smoke? Oh, no. Smoking should not be on any of my medical records. No. That would be a good time to say, yes, I do, if you smoke. All right? And just for poops and giggles, if you smoke pot, tell them that, too. All right? A lot of you guys have been afraid to admit that you smoke pot because you were afraid of the illegalness or the, is that the proper word for it? I don't know why I can't speak today. I haven't had my carbohydrates. I'm on a low-carbohydrate diet and it's killing me. But the criminality of it, you've been hiding the fact that you smoke pot. Please don't. Please let us know. I mean, if I were to find something good about the legalization of marijuana is my patients could then tell me what they're on without being freaked out, even though I tell my patients not to be freaked out about, you know, informing me of that. And then I could get a better idea of what could be going on. All right. So for painkillers, smokers needed 23% more medication than non-smokers to achieve the same results. People who were exposed to secondhand smoke required 18% more pain medication than non-smokers. So why the hell would this happen? Well, nicotine, they say, affects your metabolism of anesthetic drugs in the liver. Or they think nicotine may desensitize some of your nerve cells that sense pain. So now you're overly quick to react. This was a study team led by Erdogan Ozturk of the Department of Anesthesiology and Intensive Care at Besmialem Vakıf University in Istanbul, Turkey. So if you have an issue where you have something interfering with your metabolism of a medication, it could cause you to have higher levels of circulating of the medication, or it could mean that you have the medication not broken down yet such that it could work. So when you smoke, obviously, it could interfere. You would think also there may be an issue of the oxygenation aspect of it. If you're getting less oxygenation, oxygen makes everybody feel good. So now you're less oxygenated, you're getting less oxygen to the healing areas, you heal less. So I would also say that would be an issue. I also think you get vasospasm. And vasospasm with your nicotine or with your smoking could prevent flow, could prevent materials and medicines getting to where they need to help you heal. So extremely, extremely important to do. All right, when we come back, we have a dental student that had nothing to do, so he decides to take out his own wisdom teeth. And loud noises may cause weight gain. What? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, We got a lot of kids in hospitals, and it's been very, very difficult for a lot of fundraising companies to raise money over the last few years with the recession. And from what we hear, we may be heading into another recession, as we've had weak economic numbers spring at us throughout this quote-unquote economy boost. And I've told you guys my predictions for how the economy is going to get worse as we have more commercial real estate stay unleased, as more companies are noticing that people are buying electronically and through the internet, and less people are actually buying in stores. So there's a lot of concern. Minimum wage going up, and a lot of companies trying to automate certain jobs so they could have less employees. So we're going to be definitely seeing some issues over the next couple decades. And it kind of concerns me that we're seeing a lot of charities really get hit. I'm being called by multiple charities asking them to help them raise money. And I can't help a lot of you charities out there, quote unquote, raise money. I started a Dr. Dahlia Foundation for Kids, and I put that on hold because, you know, the asking for donations right now has gotten so overwhelming, you know, for so many people right now, that people are looking for other ways to help that don't involve, you know, donating money in chunks of cash. So we came up with a toy drive, Amy Turkanian, their Turkanian family, and I, to kind of get kids, you know, toys in the hospitals that don't have their parents come to visit, that aren't feeling well, as Amy Turkanian's son, little Jerry, had a stroke, and thank God has been recovering. One of his favorite toys was this big stuffed dog I gave him, and stuffed animals. They have to be new. They have to be clean. New. Sometimes they're some of the best toys you could give these little kids in hospitals. So we have extended our statewide campaign to national. And any of you in the respective states that listen to my show, if you want to organize a TARC toy drive or a toy drive for plush new toys for kids in hospitals, it's very, very easy to do. And it gives these kids giggles. And it's a lot easier to ask for new stuffed toys than asking for checks and cash. So it's a good thing to do, especially during the summer. Another thing I need to also urge is blood donation. Summertime, very slow time for blood donation. Dead of winter, slow time for blood donation. And the summer, they need blood because a lot of people in the winter didn't donate. And the blood can last a couple months, but we need, you know, constant replenishing of our blood supply. One thing I'm starting to organize in town with United Blood Services is a battle of the blood drives, where we're going to get a few companies who are going to battle it out and try to bring in the most blood they possibly could, and we'll give away prizes. So if you want to be considered for that, and you think you can help out, please let me know. And again, in any state, we are going to be sending up these battles. So please contact me at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. So, loud noises may cause us to gain weight. Wait, what? No. All right. Apparently, they say if you want to lose weight, move away from the highway. A new study out of Sweden suggests that people who live around traffic noise, not radio noise, traffic noise, near busy roads and under flight paths, are more likely to be obese than their quieter, farm-centered, and more suburban cul-de-sac counterparts. They say road traffic noise was significantly related to waist circumference. All right? I guess this was, they said it was written by a Swedish, they talk about Ace of Base. Ace of Base was Swedish. Anyway, the theory that loud noises such as beltway traffic, trains, automobiles, planes, things like that, maybe what's happening is, I wonder if it's more of a pollution issue and not so much noise. You know, I understand that loud noise, like if I'm in a loud, like, bar or a loud, like, club, you know, I notice I sometimes get a little anxious with very, very loud noises. And with anxiety, I notice I want to eat. So that could be one theory. All right. You know, another theory is you know, you just like to eat, and the people that really like to eat are also the type of people that like to, you know, be in cities. I don't know. It kind of doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But it's a study that came out, and it's Swedish, so it's definitely cool. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, some of you guys may think this you know, kid is cool. A dentistry student from Denmark decided to pull out his own wisdom tooth and videotape it. Jesper Raltoft performed the extraction of his own upper left third molar via a mirror while sitting in a chair like a normal patient. He's 25 years old. He studies at the Aarhus School of Dentistry in Denmark. He removed the tooth because it was time to come out, and he thought it would be fun to do it himself. So he conducted the procedure on a quiet day at the dental practice when not too many patients had made appointments. I wish I had a day that was quiet, you know, because I would love to take a few things out of me in the office, like a hysterectomy, my gallbladder. I just never have a quiet day at the office, so unfortunately that can't happen for me. Anyway, he had done it a number of times, but patients was the first time he decided to pull his own tooth. So he opens his mouth. I hope he did put a needle, he did numb it up, etc. I told you guys I had done biopsies on myself, and it's actually pretty easy to do. All right, you know, especially I've gone into great detail of some of the types of biopsies I've done, needing mirrors, you know, ankle up, you know, behind my head, those kinds of types of biopsies. And I got to tell you, man, it's doable. Now, the only thing I haven't done is my own pap smear. But other than that, there's a lot of things you can do by yourself. Save money. Now, I don't know if he paid, right, the clinic for allowing him to do this there. My guess, no. But he pulled out his own tooth, tough guy, and he didn't have to go to the dentist. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I would not recommend, though, you doing that. A lot of you guys do stuff on your own. I get asked that. Dahlia, can I take my stitches out? Dahlia, can I sew this up myself? I was watching, you know, one of the newer X-Men, the one with Michael Fassbender yesterday, and he was sewing the back of his skull. He cut himself on the back of his head, or I think the Beast guy hit his head and tried to drown him, and so he sewed himself up, and oh, he's gorgeous. And you know, sewing ourselves up, that's difficult. It's very easy to biopsy, but you know, you need to approximate the skin edges. So I never tell anybody to do that. Many of you guys will grab super glue and you will glue together wounds, you know, taking that from an old World War II remedy. We now have very, very expensive multi-$100 packages of Dermabond that acts as a glue. It's steriler than super glue, and that's what I recommend, but still, it's very hard to glue yourself. I mean, I've tried to glue myself many times. You need to have an outside source approximating the edges, and then you got to make sure you don't stick to the body. You know, you start to super glue yourself, you could start to stick to the person's body, and you don't want to do that. So I definitely recommend having somebody else do that. Taking out your own suture, if you do it right, again, we don't recommend it because if you leave a little piece of suture, then it could sit there and fester, etc. You know, cleaning your teeth, you're supposed to be brushing your teeth, you're supposed to be dental flossing, but a good deep cleaning has to be done by a dentist, hygienist, etc. Removing an ingrown toenail, you all are doing it wrong. If you're not doing a digital block and doing a partial avulsion and matrixectomy of that nail, the nail that's ingrown is way deep towards the base of the toenail, not the tip. So run it by a doctor. Don't do anything on your own before you ask us first. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOC. DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Marco Rubio was in town. He did his first presidential campaign visit to Nevada since he's declared that he is running for president. It was pretty cool. There was a press conference held at Rick Harrison Pawn Stars. And you all know I've been there multiple times, and I love the place. I felt like my old stomping ground. I walk in there. Ah, I love those guys, you know, all the security and the crew over there. So after I flirted my way to the back of the store, we got to see the press conference, and I got to be there and actually ask, you know, Marco Rubio a question. You know, I've never done that. I've never done political reporting before, so it's pretty cool. You know, usually a lot of the stuff I cover is obviously health, minutia, and a lot of times I just talk about myself. And, of course, in the question I talked about myself, why not, you know? I spoke Spanish to him, and then, you know, I asked him about his plan on health care. And, you know, he basically said what a lot of us have been feeling, where we need health insurance reform. We need to be able to come up with certain subsidies that will allow us to buy health insurance across state lines, try to make a more competitive market. And there's a lot of things that obviously need to be dealt with without going into too many specifics. So, I commend him for the lack of time that we had. You know, his answer was reasonable enough, okay? You know, as well as how we have to deal with Obamacare. So, you know, it was interesting. You know, the discussion came up of Yucca Mountain, and if we were going to close Yucca Mountain, that did not seem to be an option. But I would like to later this year, and I'm going to be having Marco Rubio on the show. I would like to start addressing with some of these presidential candidates, because I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we have Yucca Mountain here. And for a nuclear storage facility to be, to me, so close to home, kind of makes me a little nervous. And the subject of nuclear reprocessing can actually bring down the amount of nuclear material to minuscule levels compared to what it originally starts at. Now, I understand President Carter, and I believe Al Gore, and even Obama have kind of pushed back on looking at possibly reprocessing, so we don't have big, huge quantities. Still, there's radioactive material, etc., but at least it could bring down the need for such large storage spaces and maybe help us with the need of just putting it in one place on this country and kind of allowing, you know, not us to be, you know, the brunt of all the nuclear waste. So I know this was brought about and talked about before by Sue Loud and Danny Turkanian, Sharon Engel, etc. So people have been talking about nuclear reprocessing for a while. My father-in-law, Marv, is a really good man, very, very smart, knows a lot more about it and than I would. But even he suggested, you know, look, if we're going to be, you know, looking at that subject again, you know, we really, you know, may want to consider that, especially since other countries do it. I understand it's costly, you know, but, you know, we're talking about, you know, my backyard. So I'm definitely going to be, you know, watching that and keeping you guys posted on any new advancements with that. But we definitely need to help our candidates and guide them on how we should approach what we do with our nuclear waste facilities. Why not? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I got to admit, I'm looking at these kids that were a part of this national spelling bee. And a lot of us don't like hearing about the spelling bee because we feel stupid. Well, I'm over it, okay? I know I'm dumb when it comes to spelling. That was the one thing I never did well on, spelling bees. I missed separate when I was in grade school. I spelled it S-E-P-E-R-A-T-E, separate. I was like, separate. S-E-P-E-R-A-T-E. No, wrong. Wrong! What? Separate with an A. I'm like, no! So I never did well with that. There was another word I remember missing. I forget which words. Anyway, once you miss them, you never forget them. Well, apparently, we had Gokul Venkatashalam from Chesterfield, Missouri. Vanya Shiva Shankar from Alloth, Kansas. And I guess they were head-to-head. Vanya correctly spelled the word, oh, Lord of mercy. Lord of mercy. Sharon Schneit. And Gokul correctly spelled the word Nunatak. Oh, man, Nunatak is a hell of a lot easier than Sharon Schneit. I don't know what the hell they mean. I think they're made up words. And even though it was Goku and Venya who each took home a gigantic trophy and $35,000 in prizes, they say there were a lot of great moments. All right. Apparently, let me see, SpongeBob SquarePants was a part of this. There was somebody spelled Bacchus. And when he asked, can you put in a sentence what Bacchus is? And the judge says, rumor has it that Drake's next mixtape contains a rap in which every verse begins and ends with a Bacchus. So the rapper thought that was pretty cool. I don't know if he knows what a Bacchus is. I don't. And then somebody misspelled Aquatark by one vowel. Poor kid. Let me see what else. Oh, this is a good one. Iridocyclitis, which is an inflammation of the eye. Okay? A 13-year-old, I guess, was able to do that one. He knows his ophthalmology. They have the hardest words in ophthalmology. And I guess, let me see. So, good job, guys. I feel dumb. They're young kids. They're like 14 and 13. They know how to spell. You know, so I decided to kind of look in the dictionary and see if I could just pick any word out of the dictionary and spell it. You know, the dictionary's changed. The dictionary now has words like emoji. They have words like clickbait. I guess clickbait, Tom, my engineer, said it's like you click on something because it makes you think there's going to be porn or something, and then you click on it, and then you get stuck in some loop or virus or something like that. It's called clickbait. Clickbait for me would be a Viggo Mortensen or Michael Fassbender picture. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'd like to see more of him. You know, and how he feels about politics, and I click on that, and then, you know. WTF is now in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. WTF, I know. Really? That's now a part of our basic vernacular? Well, I guess it is. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say millennials, those born in the 1980s and the 1990s, are the least religious generation of Americans in the last 6 decades, according to a new study. Researchers analyzed data from more than 11.2 million participants in 4 national surveys of U.S. teens aged 13 to 18, conducted between 66 and 2014. Investigators found that millennials are less likely to say religion is important to them. When I was growing up, religion was the only, I mean, that was like it. You know, I mean, you know, I identified myself with my religion, and then I identified myself as an American, and then I identified myself as a girl. And that's how I, you know, that's just how I looked at it. And then my name. Investigators found that millennials are less likely to say they're important. Let me see. Compared to the 1970s, twice as many current 12th graders and college students never go to religious services. 75% more high school seniors are saying religion is not important at all compared to the 1970s. Now, I think one thing that has to do with that is we have a new generation of you don't have to work for it. This new generation of I don't have to work for it. I don't have to go to the farm, milk the cow, and get my milk. Okay, we're just buying it at a convenience store. I don't have to wait for my food to be cooked. There's fast food. I don't have to wait for a phone call. I don't have to wait for a letter to come in the mail. There's email and texting. I don't even have to try and go through a great expression of words. I could just put an emoji in there. I don't have to go to the library and go through the whole Dewey Decimal System to try to find a book. I could just go online and Google. And so once you find that things come a little easy, religion, which takes a lot of work, you know, seems to be a turnoff for people. It's a real shame. Don't go away, guys. Oh, actually, yeah, you have a great rest of the day.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good
news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the BrightsideBend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.